All roads, I've been saying this on my show over and over and over and over again, is that all roads lead to the World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab, New World Order, right? Klaus Schwab is on record. Anyone could just, with a simple Google search, okay? They don't even try and hide this on Google. Oh, and you know this, right? With a simple Google search, you can Google Klaus Schwab talks about revamping countries, not just the United States, revamping the social and economic structures of countries. That's including the United States of America. So as you watch systematically all of our social fabrics be inverted and overturned, where once we valued the innocence of children, as we should, according to God, right? But now we've turned it backwards and we sexualize children, we murder children in and outside of the womb, and we botch and mutilate their genitals. Everything you've ever known about America is being turned upside down. Law enforcement, the border, law and order, patriotism, nationalism, as an American, everything you've ever known is being turned upside down because there is an agenda out there to do just that. They use nonprofit organizations, they use non-government organizations, they use organizations like BLM, they use all these SJW organizations on the ground to cause this social change. They even infiltrate Disney, they infiltrate corporations, they infiltrate the NBA, they infiltrate everything to change the social fabric. So it becomes normalized in the mainstream, where people begin to believe that this stuff is somehow, I guess, the norm. I guess this is the norm now in the United States of America.
You know, the crew makes a joke in the break. They're like, you know, that might be interpreted as you calling for violence. And I'm like, I don't remember calling for violence that segment. Well, you said you were jealous of the left getting to burn buildings and attack Trump supporters. And I didn't even realize that that's the way it might have been interpreted. But it is pretty ironic, though. Drew Hernandez is joining me now. Drew, it is kind of ironic. And I kind of like this form of reverse culture jamming where you promote leftist liberal Democrat values and then you force them to tell you how bad they are. So, yeah, I mean, I should come on here and say we should take over Austin's capital and call it the chop. We should throw Molotov cocktails into police vehicles. You know, I mean, like I could promote all the activities the left does and then they'd call me violent, even though I'm just doing exactly what the left does. But that's the irony. Drew Hernandez, where do you want to go? I wanted to cover the sexualization of kids. Ben Collins saying, no, it doesn't happen. Mayorkas says the border is secure. Obviously, it's not. You've been down there. I mean, where should we start today?
Well, let me piggyback off of what you just said. Thanks for having me, Owen. It's always an honor to be here with you. You know, dude, like it's kind of like a like a reality confirmation when you do something like that, you know, because at this point we have to jujitsu these people and we're not really calling for violence, but it just kind of proves the point. Like when you say something like that, they turn around and pretty much admit that they're the violent ones. I mean, you can go to Twitter right now. They're calling for the death of Shia Raycheck, the owner and creator of Libs of TikTok. They're trying to pin on her the Colorado shooting. And while they're doing it, they're going on Twitter and showing their true colors and taking the mask off of their face, literally calling for her to be drone striked. These are quotes. They're calling for her to be drone striked, to be firebombed, and to be killed for a change. Now, I think it's pretty clear. We know that these are the Antifa, the BLM, radical domestic terrorists. But to go to your point, yes, when you say something like that in public and they turn around and try and pin it on you, it just kind of confirms the reality that they're actually the real violent ones. And they're too stupid to even realize it, to be honest. But at the same time, they are the masters of propaganda and they'll just use it against you and me. And it'll never end. It'll never end.
Well, and here's the problem. It'd be one thing if we still had sanity or just any semblance of justice in this country, but seemingly we don't. When a Democrat lawyer can throw Molotov cocktails at people and buildings and police cars and the DOJ steps in to give her 15 months, but a young lady who walks into the Capitol on January 6th, doesn't harm a fly, gets 46 months. I mean, there's no justice there.
I mean, you have to kind of like determine who's defining all this, because in their terms, in their commie language, that's justice to them because they're
well,
the tyrant.
Exactly. That's what's so dangerous. Exactly.
They define everything, they redefine everything, and then they have the masses believing this garbage because they get to set the terms. I actually think the mega Republicans thing is sticking with them and their base, obviously not with us and the viewers, but there are still millions of like mindless people out there that hear the term mega Republicans and they're kind of low IQ, they're low information voters, they really don't research anything, they just kind of open up social media and whatever is the main talking point, I guess CNN is saying or Nancy Pelosi is saying, I guess that's what is to be believed. There are still a lot of people like that out there, and I think the mega Republicans thing is sticking, the right are the domestic terrorists are sticking. So, I mean, these people, they operate through phobia. That's why everything's a phobia, everything's a fear, and they emotionally manipulate a lot of people in order to control them. They've done it through COVID, they've done it through xenophobia, transphobia, homophobia, everything's a damn phobia, but it's effective because that messaging effectively controls the people that you're trying to communicate to. That's what we are up against. When we talk about an info war, that's exactly what we are up against. It's this social emotional engineering that has people manipulated on a daily basis. They don't operate through facts. They don't operate through a good civil argument. They only operate through emotion. And every now and then you'll get a good red pill in, but unfortunately, there's still people in this country that are just totally mindless and think that Klaus Schwab and the New World Order is still a conspiracy theory when you could literally go Google and listen to their own words right now in 2022. It's pretty insane. What a time to be alive. I'm thankful we're here to push back on this stuff.
No, it's totally insane. Well, and you mentioned Klaus Schwab. It's like they'll run around saying Trump Nazi, Republican Nazi, you're Nazi. Eugene Schwab is Klaus Schwab's father, was a literal Nazi. I mean, like, there's pictures of him in his Nazi. I mean, it's a joke. But see, here's the problem. You think about that. It is a mental jujitsu move. And here's a perfect example. Guys, if you can, pull back up the footage of all those people smashing the police cars that you had on a second ago. Here's the mental jujitsu that the globalists have pulled on the anti-establishment left that they just haven't figured out yet. Most of the human consciousness, I think, has realized in some way, shape, or form that you are still a slave to the government or you are oppressed by the government. I mean, there's some form of an understanding there just inherently when you know you're not free, you know you're getting taxed, you know the wars are fake, all of this stuff. And so the jujitsu that they pull is, okay, so they go out and they smash police cars. And they go out and they vandalize police cars and government buildings because they feel, oh, this is the government. This is me going up against the oppressive government. This is me going up against the corrupt government. No, you're missing the picture. You're going after local law enforcement that is just maybe like a bottom wing of the corruption that you may have had to face. No, the real corruption is in DC. No, the real corruption is all these funding groups that run the media and run the politicians. That's who you're up against, but they've done the jujitsu and they think, oh no, the cops are my enemy.
Yeah, but Owen, they take it a step further because it's a cult. When you're in a cult, you just ride with the wave any way the cult decides to go. Whatever the doctrine is, for the moment, that's what they go for. Whatever they're told to believe is what needs to be believed for the moment. That's what they go for. That's why the same people you just described are all the same people post January 6th that are praising the FBI and tagging the FBI all over Twitter. All of a sudden, they love the FBI. They love the deep state. They love law enforcement. They love tyranny all of a sudden.
They love war.
And they love war and they love Ukraine and giving all of our money to start a nuclear war, but at the same time, climate change, it's ridiculous. It's a cult, dude. It is a cult. That's why they don't even know. Some of them might know they're in a cult, especially the top leaders, the globalists that know what they're doing and manipulating and pulling the strings with the puppets. But the activists and all these SJWs on the street, these people are robot NPCs. I know we've said that for years to kind of like, you know, really joke around and like make these people look retarded. But I mean, they are controlled. These people are literally controlled because they have no idea that there are powers at be that are using them as the useful idiots on the ground to do their bidding. That's exactly what the 2020 race riots were.
Well, and that's why earlier I played the clip. I don't know if you have you heard the clip of Ben Collins on NBC saying, oh, they don't sexualize kids at these events. And we can play the clip for you in the next segment, or maybe they can cue it up. But I play the clip where he says, they're not sexualizing kids at these events. And then I have the video rolling over it of all the sexualization of the kids at the events, the strippers, the dildos, it's not going to lick itself. And that's what I'm saying is like, I don't want to dehumanize because that you get into a real dark place when you start to dehumanize. But how is that even human? How is Ben Collins a human going on television saying they don't sexualize kids at these events when everybody knows that's exactly what they're doing?
One or two things, right? And the first one is benefit of the doubt. Maybe this guy is so disconnected from reality and what's actually taking place you know, because he has an elitist mindset or an elitist lifestyle, doesn't really know what's going on. Or, and I'm kind of more on the side of believing the second one, B, it's sinister. He knows exactly what's taking place, but he's willing to cover it up for the sake of politics, power, control, and he hates children. He's probably on the side of women aborting all of their babies and killing them even outside of the womb. I would probably be willing to bet it's the latter, because the majority of these people just hate children. They hate humanity. That is why they are going to fall for the Antichrist and worship the devil in human flesh, because they want a new world order. And you got to attack the children in order to have that, because if you don't attack the children and control them, you will not have a population to control in the future and into the future for decades to come. That's why they are targeting the children so harshly, and they're slaughtering humanity, even having kids slaughtering their genitals. It's just, it's so psychotic. But at the end of the day, like you always say, Owen, and Alex always says, this is an agenda. This is an agenda from the top down.
I want to play this clip for Drew Hernandez on the other side, because he's been to these events, and maybe that's... Maybe we should invite Ben Collins to one of these events, and we can find out for sure how he feels about it, if you know what I mean.
Until about 150 years ago, cultures all over the world believed that people got sick and died in many cases in the winter because of something called vapors. They associated these poisonous vapors with cold weather. Of course, it wasn't the cold weather or catching a chill that killed people. What was killing people was a lack of vitamin D3. You see, the sun, via your skin, helps your body produce vitamin D3. But if you're not getting enough sun, you will not produce vitamin D3, and then it's very easy for viruses and other things to start replicating and taking your body over. So now it's more important than ever, because the winter's here, to take high-quality vitamin D3, and we have the best with our vitamin D3 gummies with calcium for better upload into your body for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com with promo code 1776. Don't wait. Support the InfoWar and your immune system with vitamin D3 gummies at InfoWarsStore.com.
They go there and they read Dr. Seuss there. They read regular books, but it's read by a drag queen, and they have breakfast. It is not some hypersexual event, but that's what it's viewed as on the far right. They go there and they read Dr. Seuss there. They read regular books, but it's read by a drag queen, and they have breakfast. It is not some hypersexual event, but that's what it's viewed as on the far right. They go there and they read Dr. Seuss there. They read regular books, but it's read by a drag queen, and they have breakfast. It is not some hypersexual event, but that's what it's viewed as on the far right.
Ben Collins on NBC News, just either completely lying to you or completely inaccurate. But I think we have the solution here, Drew. I think maybe the next time you or I go out to film a drag queen story time event, maybe we should invite Ben Collins out, and we should say, here, Ben, here's the events where you say they're reading books and eating breakfast. I don't see crumpets and literature anywhere, but hey, look, there's a stripper, Ben. Oh, and a kid handing him a buck. What do you think about that, Ben? I mean, maybe that's what we should do, because you're right. Either they know that this is going on and are lying about it, meaning they like it, or they have no clue this is going on and they go on air and talk about something that they haven't even looked into for themselves.
Absolutely. I mean, there are countless videos. There's countless documentation of these all-age drag shows. I mean, so many of them have gone viral. I would be shocked if this dude hasn't seen anything like that. But we know, right? What do we know, Owen? We know that the left, deep state, the rhino types, all these people, the elites in power, they love children. They love to sexualize children. They love pedophilia. They love to see children with their clothes off. I mean, this is out in the open. Everybody knows this. So it's no surprise to me. You have some elite hack on TV just trying to tell the public, oh, none of this is going on. It's not going on at all. And I'll tell you this. I'll tell you this, Owen. If you do go to one of these things, you have to go undercover. You want to know why? Because if you go there just out in the open and you pull out your phone and you start documenting what's happening, they freak the hell out. They start to scream at you. They start swatting at your phone and telling you you can't film because they're afraid of what's going to be revealed. These books that they're reading to these kids are filled with pornography. There's sexualized themes. They're teaching the kids about homosexuality, transgenderism, like little kids. We've documented this. So I would be willing to say this. This guy probably knows exactly what's going on, but he probably has his own skeletons in his own closet. And I'd be curious to see what those are. I'll just say that.
So, and here's the trap that they've set. They hold these events that are clearly hypersexualizing children. Then they go on TV and they say, oh, it's not happening. But then, oh, by the way, you out there who are filming this, you're the ones that caused the shooting in Colorado. So it's like this, it's this circular logic trap that they have where they say, no, this isn't happening. But by the way, you filming this and showing it happening is what's leading to the shooters like in Colorado. And then they blame Trump and they blame Lauren Boebert and they blame, you know, the media for reporting on it. And of course, what's the real origin story? We don't like children being abused. We don't like children being sexualized. We don't want children being exposed to pornographic material in the classroom. That's our problem. And then somehow you're to blame because you don't want children being abused. You're to blame if some psychotic who was already known to the FBI, goes and shoots up a nightclub.
Well, I mean, take a look at this, right, Owen? Some of the most classic depictions of the devil, Baphomet, right? The half beast, man, woman, naked body, all that. Some of the most classic depictions of that are drawings with Baphomet, with children to the side. Little children looking up at Baphomet, just fully with breasts hanging out and a male body and a half human. That's exactly what you're seeing. You could take one of those images. I don't know if the crew could find one, but there's tons of them on Google. You could take one of those depictions, put it right up against what's happening with these all-age drag queen story hours. It is the exact same thing. This agenda is satanic. It's demonic. It's been around for thousands of years, by the way. The exploitation of children and taking children and making pedophilia normalized in society is happened and it's gone through cycles through the Romans, the Corinthians. This has been going on for thousands of years. And here we are in 2022 in the United States of America, where we are the most powerful we've ever been, in my opinion. I think we continue to move forward. Things might look bad right now, but we should be able to be in a place where we're at the most advanced we've ever been. At least that's what they claim, right? But here we are going backward. We're morally going backwards, where we're sexually exploiting our children, where they think we're going forwards as civilization. Just because we move forward technologically doesn't mean that we're moving forward civilly or morally or socially on a societal level, because you could take that temperature. You could determine where we are as a civilization by how we treat our children. We're slaughtering our children. We're chopping their genitals off, chopping their penises, their breasts off, trying to call it normal like it's the same or the equivalent to going and getting a tattoo or getting a haircut, okay? Aborting millions of babies for decades. And here we are out in the open. There are Americans trying to normalize minor attracted persons and trying to say that what's taking place at the all-age drag shows is not really happening. That is where we are right now in America. And it is quite literally total depravity. When the Bible talks about this stuff, all we can continue saying is that Jesus was right and that God was right. He's always right, because it always ends up being the case.
Well, that's because I reached the same logical conclusion. And it's just like, okay, I mean, God, do your work here. Like, I can call it out. I can say it's evil, but Lord, you're going to have to go to work here. But then you realize, wait a second, there's innocent children that are in the crosshairs. There's innocent children that are being victimized by this. I can't sit on the sideline and let this play out. We have to do something to protect these children. But when you see this stuff, you can't help but think the worst of people. You can't help but think the worst of these groups of people that would do this to kids and then lie about it. And I do believe this ties into the open border, because now you're thinking, okay, the same people that push for the open border are the same people that are out here pushing for children to be sexualized in libraries and schools. And you realize, wow, 500,000 unaccompanied minors have come across the border since Biden has been in the White House. Where do they all come from? Where do they all go? They have to realize there's obviously human trafficking, sex trafficking going on, and yet no interest in stopping it. And then Mayorkas comes out and says, oh no, the border is secure. So I'm sorry, you're lying to me about the border. You're lying to me about sexualizing kids. What is really behind all of this? It's like people don't even want to look behind that curtain, and I don't blame them. But I mean, we're talking about industrial levels of human trafficking at the southern border that they allow. We're talking about openly hypersexualizing children that they promote and allow. and we're just supposed to sit here and accept it.
Well, really think about it. You know, I mean, all roads, I've been saying this on my show over and over and over and over again, is that all roads lead to the World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab, New World Order, right? Klaus Schwab is on record. Anyone could just, with a simple Google search, okay? They don't even try and hide this on Google. Oh, and you know this, right? With a simple Google search, you can Google Klaus Schwab talks about revamping countries, not just the United States, revamping the social and economic structures of countries. That's including the United States of America. So as you watch systematically all of our social fabrics be inverted and overturned, where once we valued the innocence of children, as we should, according to God, right? But now we've turned it backwards and we sexualize children, we murder children in and outside of the womb, and we botch and mutilate their genitals. Everything you've ever known about America is being turned upside down. Law enforcement, the border, law and order, patriotism, nationalism, as an American, everything you've ever known is being turned upside down because there is an agenda out there to do just that. They use nonprofit organizations, they use non-government organizations, they use organizations like BLM, they use all these SJW organizations on the ground to cause this social change. They even infiltrate Disney, they infiltrate corporations, they infiltrate the NBA, they infiltrate everything to change the social fabric so it becomes normalized in the mainstream, where people begin to believe that this stuff is somehow, I guess, the norm. I guess this is the norm now in the United States of America. Some popular podcasters on YouTube are coming out and saying, this is just normal now. Why are right-wingers having an issue with these drag shows with kids and stuff like that? I mean, it's 2022. That's exactly what I'm talking about. They're all used to bring this social change in the United States of America, which is pushing us toward pedophilia, which is pushing us toward murder, which is pushing us towards open borders. And by the way, people can go. You could check the UN documents. Alex has covered this for years. You could Google World Economic Forum, how immigration has changed the world for the better. 2016, they put this out, and they clearly talk about that because of having a problem with repopulating countries, that is why we need mass migration. And it causes more money and more revenue for these countries and the trillions of dollars. Like, all of this is by design. It's not a conspiracy. So when you see the open borders, when you see the pedophilia, when you see the mass destabilization of our social fabrics of this society and the economy, know that it's coming from an entity, the World Economic Forum, the NWO, and at the heart of that is Lucifer himself.
That is Drew Hernandez. Drew, do one more segment with me on the other side, a 5-minute short segment, and I want to ask you really the ultimate question that I'm just faced with myself today, staring at all of this, dealing with all of it, trying to awaken the people to all of it. I'm going to ask Drew Hernandez the ultimate question that I think we're all asking ourselves on the other side of this break. Now, I'm in a position a lot like Drew Hernandez, where it's part of our work to have to stare at this crap all day long, deal with the propaganda, the child abuse, the lies from our government, and it's just on and on and on. And it does wear at you, but that's not what I'm here to discuss. It's to explain how we've reached, I'll speak for myself, how I've kind of reached this blockade, this wall, this logical conclusion of the question I asked Drew Hernandez now. Drew, how much more of this do our people have to take? How much more of this do our people have to take? The lies from the government, the sexual abuse of the children, the lies to get us into war, the two-tier justice system, the liberal supremacy, the just over-the-top blatant evil. How much more must our people take, Drew Hernandez?
I think when you take a look at history, I think the answer to that question is clear. I think whenever there's real tyranny taking place, you're going to see an uprising in humanity, because the spirit of freedom, it transcends culture, it transcends language, it transcends race, it transcends throughout humanity, because the spirit of freedom was given to us by God. That is why the founding fathers clearly made it clear that these are inalienable God-given rights. So when you see that become violated and where some serious tyranny is taking place in societies, you see an uprising in humanity. And I think right now, when it comes to the pedophilia and when it comes to what's taking place with all these agendas unfolding with the open borders and everything taking place with the World Economic Forum, literally imposing this on our country through policy, like that's why people like Chuck Schumer are coming out and saying they want to legalize 11 million plus, right? While saying that it's a repopulation problem. That is World Economic Forum talking point. So what I want to see, number one, is our so-called elected leaders, right? Anyone that's America first, I've been saying this for the past year, anyone that's America first or that claims to be a patriot or that claims to care about the United States of America or its well-being or our children, if they're not calling out the World Economic Forum, if the name Klaus Schwab is not in their mouth, if they're not calling out these people that are clearly offshores in foreign lands making decisions for the future of the United States of America, if our so-called leaders are not calling this stuff out and working proactively against it through legislation, through laws, pushing back on these foreign entities, I don't trust them. I don't trust them at all. I don't care how many times you say America first. I don't care how many times you say you love the United States of America. If you are not calling out, in my opinion, the most dangerous threat to this country right now, China's up there as well, but the World Economic Forum and this globalist agenda, I take huge issue with you. I think anybody, whether they're in office, in media, in some kind of position of power or influence in our culture right now in America, that is not calling this out and actively working against it, in my opinion, is a threat and a part of the problem. I think that's a start.
You know, and that kind of brings us to the inevitable situation with Trump in the primaries. And again, I don't want to get ahead of ourselves. Ron DeSantis hasn't announced he's running, so we don't know if he's going to run or not. But the other day, Ron DeSantis said anything World Economic Forum will be dead on arrival in Florida. That's the messaging right there.
I totally agree. And I'm not quite too sure what's going on between Trump and DeSantis. All I know is that Christ said this and made it very clear. A house divided amongst itself shall not stand. That is a guaranteed statement from Christ. So, I mean, I'm all for a good primary, right? I mean, people that are new to politics might see this as like, oh my gosh, they're going to have a primary. I'm okay with a primary. But I think the base within the base, and you know what I'm talking about, right, Owen? We have the Republican Party, we have the right, but then we have America First, we have Make America Great Again, we have the kind of departure of the establishment, which came from Donald Trump. I think splitting that right now is gonna cause some serious issues for us moving forward. And I think that's by design as well. So I think we need to stay unified as much as possible, but at the same time, we need to call out anyone that is a part of the establishment and get them out because they're gonna become a bigger problem in the future.
Drew Hernandez, great stuff. Tell everybody where they can follow you in 10 seconds.
You guys can follow me on Twitter at Drew H Live. Check the link in the bio to my show and all that good stuff. Thank you, Owen.
Great stuff as always from Drew Hernandez. All right, folks, big news out of Maricopa County on the other side.
What does it mean when you read that a vitamin or a mineral is essential? Well, it means that without it, you die. Without water, you die on average in about 5 days. Without food, you die on average in about a month. But what's in the food? The vitamins and the minerals and the trace elements and the energy that your body needs to not just survive, but thrive. And in this insane environment today, it is now more important than ever to boost your body's natural defenses. It's been sold out for months. It's back in stock. A very high quality, organic-based multivitamin. It's massively discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, all the vitamins, all the minerals, the key amino acids, everything you need. It's an incredible best-selling product. It's back in stock, massively discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Everything is 40 to 60% off when you use promo code 1776. The lowest discount is 40%. A lot of the discounts are 50%. But when you add the additional 1776 promo code, up to 60% on many of these items. So again, whether it's Fizzy Magnesium, DNA Force Plus, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, all of these products are now in stock, ready to ship to you at InfoWarsStore.com, and they fund our operation and keep us on air. You've seen the enemy attacks. You've seen their attempts to shut us down. They are obsessed with this because InfoWars is effectively exposing the Great Reset and the New World Order. So I want to thank you all for your support and encourage you to support your body's natural defenses, a 360-win situation, by going to InfoWarsStore.com and using promo code 1776 for up to 60% off. 1776 at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. Now take action.